Thatcher Show live from Flat Mountain Brew House. Still time to get your Thirsty Thursday special. We've got $3 Tanqueray and gin, I believe, tonight. That is the special drink. There's some more specials as well. Come on out. They're open till about 10 o'clock or join us here. We'll only be here for another about half an hour, but still a chance to get a nice meal and some drinks at Flat Mountain Brew House right down Main Street in Garden City. We're now joined by Garden City Community College Track and Field, and we've got Sarah Chapa and Andre Daphne. A little bit of a different look for you two guys. We've got more of a long-distance runner. Sarah, you were doing the half marathon before this indoor season started, and Andre, you're doing the long jump right now. Also some sprints, correct?
Yeah.
Also doing some sprints as well, some stuff. The sophomore freshman. First indoor meet out of the way for you guys. Andre, you finished 8th in the long jump. Sarah, 9th in the 1,000-meter run. Broke the 21-minute mark. That's a new career record best for you, Sarah, correct?
Yeah.
To kind of take us through that race and what that looks like coming into this indoor season and then coming into the track season and going in outdoor.
I think it was definitely, like, crazy. It was very hot. And I was just thinking, like, this is it. Like, this is nationals. This is the last race. It's all or nothing right here. So I was just, like, really trying to push at the beginning and stay with everyone. And then at the end, I was just like, all right, I have to give it all. And honestly, it was very exhilarating, like, being able to, like, finally break that 21. And going into track, it was like I had high expectations for myself. Like, I just knew I would have a good season because I did so good in cross country.
What's the next kind of tier for you? Is it 20? Do you go 21, 20, like 20, 20, 30? Where are you looking, 20, 45? I know with track and especially cross country, I'm not really familiar with half a marathon stuff. But what is kind of the tier level as far as your goals when you're setting out to set a new record for yourself?
Well, for the 5K, to set a new record, I definitely aim kind of high. I kind of try to shade off just as much as I can. I was striving to end off at 19. That was my, like, end goal for cross country this season. And I didn't make it, unfortunately, but I was very, very close. And it was, like, hard. But I definitely shaved off, like, 3 minutes of my time. So that's even, like, impressing. Like, I didn't think I was going to be able to do that much, but.
And Andre, we're going to go from a conversation where it's all about duration and endurance into a long jump where it's something that it's pretty quick for you, right? You're lining it up, you're setting it up in your mind, but the actual event can go like that. What's it like having kind of a short-term memory where, you know, maybe if you're off the first one, second one, you're not really feeling it, but that third one or whatever it might be when you're practicing, when you're in the event, you really have to line up and make sure you nail.
Well, basically, the mindset I'd say I have to have is obviously only a few people get to the finals. So at the most, you already got like 3 jumps. So what you would have to do is at least make sure one of those jumps is mark worthy for the finals. Because I say at that meet alone, like my first jump was definitely my best jump overall. I didn't really expect to make it to the finals, but it's glad that I did because it gave me more opportunities to try to rework my approach. So, yeah, you just got to have that mindset to where either you can still have a like high mark going with it or you could just keep pushing with it, basically.
Kind of a pleasant surprise then for you if you weren't expecting to get to the finals initially. Now, looking forward, being the competitor that I'm sure you are, how do you kind of take that pleasant surprise and turn it into something consistently moving forward in this season?
Well, you just don't let that excitement get to you. I mean, yeah, obviously you're going to get some of the best. You got people that have been jumping for years with certain colleges, or they transferred and they still got some of the best marks. So overall, you just got to make sure you don't let the pressure just get inside you. Make sure you just stay consistent every time. Make sure you don't mess up one step, because I mean, if you mess up one thing about your approach and long jump, you're just kind of stuck until you fix it, and it's, you just got to have fun with it, basically.
You guys are in kind of two different parts as far as where you're at in your collegiate careers. Andre, you're a sophomore. Sarah, this is your first year as a freshman. I want to talk about the transitions from high school to where you're at now in college. And Sarah, we'll start with you. Going from Garden City, staying in Garden City, and going to the college level, what's been the biggest difference for you on the athletic side of things? And then I want to talk about the social life as well, but we'll start with the athletic life.
I think on the athletic life, I was definitely going super hard in high school. Like, I was always training. I was always, like, trying to get better. I was always in the weight room and just trying to, like, build endurance and strength and whatever I could. And then transitioning into college, I kind of like backed off a lot. Cross country here, it was very persistent. I needed to run like every day, like twice a day in the morning and the afternoon. And so like I didn't really have time to lift, and I had to like kind of chill and just focus on running. And I think it did help me. I did get faster. I shaved off 3 minutes from my high school time to my college time. But yeah, I think, honestly, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, no, you're right. I can see where you're coming from there. In high school, you've got more time to kind of spread out what you're trying to do. And when you come to college, you know, I'm not saying that there's people better than you, but in some of the events that you may have been doing or in some areas, you're focused, razor-focused in some instances, on one event. You're trying to really be the best you can, because in a college, everybody is there for a reason. They've been recruited to come there. They've been recruited to compete. And maybe sometimes they're a little bit better and they can focus their time there, and then you can focus your time where you feel like you really excel. And that's certainly what you've done so far in just about a semester, and not even really truly second semester. Has second semester started officially for you guys?
Not yet.
So there we go. So we're only really one semester in into your college career, and you're already doing some great things. Half marathon All-American as well, voted on by the coaches. So that's been a really cool mark for you, I'm sure. Now let's talk about the social life a little bit, because we had Boston Harker just on the microphone, and he's from Canada. You guys are from the area, so it's a little bit different coming to the college level. What's it been like being in your hometown, or being somewhere at least you're familiar with at the base level, and being able to compete as an athlete?
I feel like being able to compete, I'm kind of representing like where I come from, because I'm from here, and I feel like everybody knows me, so I already like made a mark for myself. And so every time I go out and compete, I just try to represent and try to like show out.
And Andre, let's swing over to you a little bit. Sarah had the benefit of, you know, kind of making that direct transition high school to college. We talked off the mic about your path to Garden City. It's a little bit different. COVID kind of on the back end affected that as well. You finished out your high school first semester, came over to Garden City in December. What was that transition like, and why did you feel like that was the best route for you?
I feel like in a long run, it definitely helped me. I'm not going to lie, last season I wasn't really going as hard as I could have been, because going like directly from high school, which they primarily don't focus on track, it's kind of like a secondary sport. So it only come around like, you know, March, and it just goes to May. So with coming from an environment like that and going to college where it's year round, it kind of does sting a little. But once you get used to it, it's a very smooth transition.
How did you kind of get over that initial shock? Because it kind of sounds like it was a little bit of a shock for you, realizing, okay, this is what I'm doing all year round. I can focus my, you know, my talent, my effort all into one spot. Whereas, like you said, in high school, there's so many other sports going on, and then sometimes the coaches are sharing the role, and, you know, coach is worried about this sport, and then track comes around in March, and then you're focused on that for only maybe a small portion of the year. What do you feel like was the way that you were able to kind of pass that initial shock?
I definitely felt after my first season, I definitely knew in the summertime I had to work harder. The whole summertime, I was in the weight room, I was working on a track, especially on my long jump, and I definitely shaved a few seconds off for, like, working on a 60 and a 100, because I saw for the first meet that we had so far, I definitely beat my high school time in indoor, which is kind of what I was hoping for. So hopefully this next meet that we got, like, tomorrow, hopefully I can make it even more faster. But I knew for a fact I would have to work definitely two times, maybe three times as harder as I was already working.
Sarah, we'll swing it back to you here for this next question. Looking at just indoor versus outdoor, what's the pros, what's the cons for you, and what do you prefer in each instance?
I feel like I definitely prefer outdoor, just because I've been around it more. That's all I've ever done is outdoor. And so switching to indoor, it was kind of crazy for me. I didn't even know we had an indoor team, I'm not even going to lie. But it was like, whenever my first race, it was hard to breathe because it was different. Like, the air is recycled. I've never been running like in a facility that's closed off like that. So it was definitely hard for me, especially because I'm like a cross-country runner. So I'm used to like breathing air like fresh outside and stuff. So it was definitely a difficulty, but it's not something like I can't overcome. But yeah, I definitely prefer outdoor. And also another thing, indoor, like the track is different. It's a 200 track, and so it definitely threw me off a little bit. It definitely like is a mental thing. Like, you think about it, you're like, dang, I have more laps, but you don't. It's the same distance. it just feels like you have more.
With the recycled air and being a little bit of a different environment, is that something like you could train kind of like if you had to with elevation? How do you kind of get acclimated to that and get used to it? And obviously it's only for a short period because then you head outside later in the year.
Yeah, I feel like it definitely kind of is like elevation because it's kind of the same thing as if you went to run at a place like Colorado and there's higher elevation there. The air would be more crisp and like harder to breathe. I feel like to train for that, me personally, I got a running mask, so I'm just gonna start using that. Maybe running indoor. I feel like running on treadmills definitely helped, like with the air. But one of the downfalls of running on treadmills is like it's bad on your shins, and you get like a lot of shin splints.
Real quick before we swing it over to Andre, what is that benefit? Talk about that racing mask, that running mask. What do you use that for? Are you allowed to use it in competition, or is it strictly for training only?
Well, me personally, I only used it for training this summer. I would wear it outside, and I'd put it on like the hardest level. It makes it like harder to breathe. So to train, like to train your lungs to basically breathe better, or like breathe more air.
Be less reliant, like that.
Yeah. Like it restricts your lungs, but it trains you to not need as much air. Mm-hmm. So I used it this summer, and I would just run outside. I'd run like 3 miles. I actually used it like 3 times. But
okay. All right. So not a whole lot into it, but just something that you have in the back pocket if you need to.
Yeah.
Andre, let's talk about the indoor-outdoor for you in your event. A little bit different from running, obviously. I mean, there is some running involved, but shorter distance for sure. What do you like? What don't you like? And what's kind of the differences?
I feel like outdoor is definitely my favorite. I mean, I'm kind of used to a little bit of the indoor, but since I'm from, like, Arkansas, the only actual experience I have is, like, every year before the actual season started, we would head to Fayetteville, and we would run at the indoor University of Arkansas facility. And it's kind of like just almost every school, 2A, 3A, 4A, and so on, just there to see what they could do. That was kind of the only experience we had. So I'm kind of used to it. But I've never really jumped in an indoor facility before. I just always ran. So as far as running, I kind of had that. So with last week, that was definitely my first exposure. And I had to say, I mean, Wichita State, as far as their indoor, is not really one of my favorites. But me personally, you're going to have bad facilities that you'll go to or facilities that you won't like. And we're going to definitely go there again. So might as well get used to it now. And that's the thing about, like, the jump pit there, it was more just a pit. Small runway, just work with what you could work with. They even had to move the tape measuring back just so we can get our marks right. And seeing how this next time I'm getting ready to jump, I'm already going to rework my approach anyway. So, yeah, it's definitely something to get used to, but just do what you got to do. It's a mindset thing. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it'll definitely hurt the more you get into it. But if you put that aside, think about it, basically focus on the skill and heart that you put into what you work in and what you worked for. You'll be all right.
Is an Olympic sport, as we kind of wrap up this conversation with you guys, I feel like cross-country, track, whatever it might be, there's a few, right? There's a few that you learn every 4 years. If you're out of the sport, I'm talking like from a perspective like me, you know, I watch the sport, see what you guys are doing, but I don't know the ins and outs very well, like a sport where maybe basketball, I've been around my entire life. What are some names that you kind of can look up to, if there even are some names, or is it all just an individual approach for you guys? From what you like, what you don't like, some professional and some Olympic runners or competitors out there. Sarah, we can start with you and swing over to Andre.
There's this one runner, Eliud Kipchoge. He's a marathon runner. He's from Kenya. I recently found out about him. I actually don't really like pay attention to like professional runners, mm-hmm. but on my old cross country team, like a lot of my teammates were actually really into like the professional runners and their times and stuff, and like I started looking into it because I was like, yeah, like they're good, and like I want to strive to be like that, and I think he's one of the people I'd strive to be like.
And Andre, was there anybody out there for you that really was somebody that maybe you kind of looked up to or followed along to, or maybe kind of not, like Sarah, where it was a late thing once you got into the collegiate ranks, you really start kind of paying attention to that next level?
I kind of always sort of paid attention to some of the runners. I'm not really good with names, but I know their records and stuff. Mm-hmm. Like when I think of the 200, which is one of my favorite events to do, I think of Noah Lyles and, of course, Usain Bolt, since he still holds the record. I also think of him for the 100. And as far as like women, I kind of do look at the women sometimes just to see, you know, how they do it, how they approach, because you got people like Sha'Carri Richardson. Like, she had a very good year last year until like the, you know, the drug stuff. And then you have Sherri Ann Frazier. She's also had a good, because she's like, you know, Olympian. She's multi-champion basically. And you got Elaine Hara Thompson. So you got some of the few names like that. Yeah. Sometimes I'll literally just sit down, go on YouTube, watch compilations of them running. So, yeah.
Well, I certainly feel like that's an interesting point you guys made, because I've talked to runners and competitors in the past, and it's kind of similar. Whereas a sport like basketball, baseball, you can say, okay, my favorite player is this person. But in track and field, it's so different. There's so many different names. It's such a short window, too. That competitive window for the Olympics, you know, it doesn't stick around very long. Even you guys like Usain Bolt, you know, they're in, they compete a couple Olympics, and they're out. It's not a giant window because it's only every 4 years. So I think you guys were kind of spot on with that. Like, it's not something that you're normally looking to, and I always think that's really fascinating with the track and field level in particular. All right, let's go over some goals for you guys real quick to finish it out. Sarah, what are you looking forward to do to kind of finish out this season, first year at Garden City for you?
I definitely want to make it to nationals. I actually want to get an All-American title if I could my freshman year. I want to break my 400 record and make it like as a team. I don't know if that's a thing, like team nationals, like cross country. Is it different?
It's a little different there.
Yeah,
for sure. Andre, for you, anything you're really looking forward to finish out this year?
I definitely want to at least get close to the qualification standards for long jump. And as far as like sprinting, I mean, I would like to have a faster time, because a lot of long jumpers, they also run good 100s and 200s. So if I could also have that standard, it'd be pretty good for me. But right now, the qualification standard for long jump is 7.22 meters. If I could hit either that, you know, above that, close to that, I'm good. But I definitely want to go to indoor nationals and definitely outdoor nationals.
Awesome, guys. Well, we do appreciate the time tonight for us. Thank you so much for joining us. That's freshman Sarah Chapa and sophomore Andre Daphne. We'll talk to Indira Cologne, their assistant coach, coming up next here for a couple of minutes. Take a minute timeout. Get you right back from the Garden City Community College Coaches Show from Flat Mountain Brewhouse.